Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Not you. Tariff-free fund checks.
Not you.
And that didn't happen, Mr. President.
Oh my God, that is deranged. I haven't seen someone get that mad on camera since Scott Jennings screamed at me. That has to be the most angry a U.S. president has ever been on camera. This is some weird stuff. Check this out.
Please raise your right hand. I pledge to the greatest president in the history of the United States that loves us so much he can't even breathe, that I will go out with my family, my friends. I'll do it anyway. I don't care if I'm registered or not. I'm going to try and cheat like hell like they do. There's never been bigger cheaters. I don't care. I am going to go out and I'm going to get my friends, my family, and we are going.
Okay, there's no way they're going to repeat that at this point, but holy absolute shit. MAGA claims not to be a cult, but that could have been pulled straight out of Jonestown in 1978. There was a moment where I genuinely got the creeps. Look at the women in the back mouthing along the same exact thing in synchronicity. It is very odd how Donald Trump speaks throughout this speech at the Texas GOP convention and says, I love you guys with my entire heart, and then they have to repeat it in a very cult-like manner. Now, again, Donald Trump spoke at the Texas convention last night. The convention is held in Texas for a very specific reason, because that is a state where Republicans are really struggling right now to beat James Tallarico. I mean, Texas historically was an easy state for Republicans to win. That's no secret. It's just a fact. And Democrats have been chipping away at Texas for a while. You know, we've been saying Blexus for like a decade. It's never quite materialized. But in this case, Republicans are genuinely scared as hell that Ken Paxton is going to lose and James Tallarico is going to just eke it out. Ken Paxton is such a uniquely weak candidate, and Donald Trump can't stop himself from melting down in Texas, wherever he is. This was Trump on the tarmac after leaving the convention. He must have been old and tired and cranky at this point, because he snaps at a reporter, screams at her, and the look on Trump's face is one of like a dementia-addled grandpa who's in incredibly pissed off. I gotta say, this is probably the most angry a president has ever been on camera before. I'm not sure there is any video recording of the president of the United States getting this damn angry. I also want to show you the full interaction, because a male reporter asks the same question right before the female reporter does, but guess which one he snaps and lunges at? Of course, the female reporter. The male reporter says, how are you going to give every American $5,000. And Trump tries to say we're going to grow our way out of it.
How would you pay for the $5,000 checks that you want to send to all the adults?
Out of growth. We have tremendous growth. We have growth like no country has ever seen before. We have trillions of dollars coming in. And that will end up being not a very big problem at all. And I think our people deserve it.
What about the
deficit? And don't forget, they're investing it. They'll be reinvesting it in our country.
Are you worried about the fact that it'll impact the deficit?
No, I'm not at all worried.
He gets asked if it'll impact the deficit, and he says, I'm not at all worried. Then the female reporter in frame tries to ask a similar follow-up.
Mr. President, on the checks, the U.S. is still $40 trillion in debt. If your economic policies are working, why do you need an incentive for people to turn out to vote?
I think what you're going to do, I didn't do it for turning out to vote. I did it as a reward for people having to put up with 5 years and 4 years of a horrible situation caused by Biden. I mean, they had to put up with the 4 years, and that carried on for at least a half an additional year with a horrible thing that Biden did to our country. And it's not only just from an economic standpoint. You look at the border, you look at the crime, and now we've got it under control. But what a period of time. It's almost a reward for the people having to put up with Biden's policy.
Yeah.
You also offered checks during tariff refund checks.
Not you.
And that didn't happen, Mr. President.
Oh my God, that is deranged. I haven't seen someone get that mad on camera since Scott Jennings screamed at me. That has to be the most angry a U.S. president has ever been on camera. That was just embarrassing for Donald Trump, and only Donald Trump. Look at his face. Wait, let's just zoom in on this face. voice and like pinpoint the moment that he leans in. Is he trying to intimidate her? Clearly, right? He's trying to lean in, intimidate this reporter, say, not you, scream in her face. Bro, this is kind of scary. This exact frame right here is actually a little bit eerie at this point. Let's continue with Donald Trump at the RNC making fun of Ken Paxton. I want you to pay attention to the moment it cuts over to Ken Paxton, because Trump, on both nights of his midterm Trumpapalooza RNC, made fun of the way Ken Paxton looks.
And I said something yesterday, and I don't know if he'll ever talk to me again. Perhaps he will. But I said it, my people said, please don't say that, so I won't say it, but I'll tell you what I was thinking about saying. I said, I don't like the way Ken dresses. Although I also said he looked really sharp in that suit yesterday, I thought. Spiffy. And then I...
He genuinely doesn't like the way Ken Paxton looks. He doesn't like Ken Paxton's lazy eye. And he says this like every day in front of Ken Paxton. If you're watching this video and you're wondering, Adam, how come you're only playing clips of Trump sweaty, screaming at reporters and saying the dumbest things possible? Why don't you play the clips of Trump actually doing his presidential stuff, like, you know, signing policy? Well, I have bad news for you. There's no footage of that. Trump spends all of his days melting down at reporters, screaming at reporters, primarily female reporters, but every once in a while he'll snap on a male reporter too. Then he goes on stage and says the dumbest stuff possible while making his own case worse.
And by the way, we control the straight, the Trump straight, I call it. We control the Trump straight.
Oh my God. It's just, it's so annoying. The people in the crowd eat this up. They're sitting there laughing as if he's actually winning and everything's fine. He's trying to distract from the fact that the Strait of Hormuz is closed down. That's why he's calling it the Trump Strait. Yet the people in the audience blindly follow him. I feel like he could tell them to raise their right hand and they would. Oh wait, they literally do that in this exact video. Now, I'm not going to replay the full clip, but one part that I didn't talk about was when Trump said, go out there and vote. And it cheat if you have to. He basically directly says, like, if you have to cheat, you can cheat. That's what the Democrats do. That's one of the scariest parts possible, because tomorrow I'm doing a debate in Kansas about the Save America Act and about Trump trying to cheat our elections. And he's just saying,
I don't care if I'm registered or not. I'm going to try and cheat like hell like they do.
Bro, he said it right there. I don't care if they're registered or not. I'm going to try to cheat like hell like they do. What the hell is this rationale coming from the President of the United States, who is constantly undermining our elections? Let's jump over to J.D. Vance's portion of the RNC speech that is desperately being held in Texas. Let me remind you all, this is not coming from a position of strength. The RNC isn't holding a midterm convention in the state of Texas because they think they're in a good spot. It's because they've tried to rig the midterms. They know they're going to lose. They know their policy is unpopular, and they're trying to salvage Ken Paxton's reputation. Now, the way J.D. Vance tries to do this is the weirdest, worst way possible. He brings up James Tallarico, just broadly supporting transgender Americans, and then he tries to say he wouldn't like to see Tallarico's browser history, which is usually an innuendo for somebody watching some type of like weird porn. I don't know why that's what pops into J.D. Vance's mind. Never once have I thought about James Tallarico or any politician's porn consumption. What even is this dick?
I don't know what the hell that even means, my friends. He won't shut up about having traditional Christian values makes you a bigot. And I gotta say, a guy that age who is so obsessed and focused on transgender children, I don't know about you, but I never want to see that guy's web browser history.
Okay, wait, he's not obsessed with transgender children. He's made like one comment before. The Republicans are the ones obsessed with bringing up trans children. This is like a fact. The Republicans are the ones invoking trans children 9 out of 10 times in American politics. And it's very weird to hear J.D. Vance talk about another man's porn consumption, imply that he might be watching like child sexually explicit materials because... I don't know, like, what's the connection here? Trump has made equally weird comments about Tallarico on night one of the convention, talking about beating meat. If any party is being weird as fuck lately, it's the Republicans. Listen to this shit.
He was also somebody that hated eating meat. but he ran a campaign to beat meat. He called it beat meat. I don't know what the hell he meant by that.
These people are weird as fuck. Is half of the RNC just making sexual innuendos about James Tallarico or Hassan Piker? Did you guys see this? That the RNC, on their big screen, in front of everybody, showed one of Hassan Piker's like post-workout flexing pics, I'm assuming, something in that vein, and they blurred out his underwear, and they just played this on the screen for everybody. What is this deranged shit? You can't have a personal, you can't have a life now where you just post photos, where you hit the gym or you do whatever without the Republicans trying to distort it, without Trump talking about beating meat and J.D. Vance trying to make guesses about your porn consumption. I find this to be weird ass shit. And yet none of it tops all these Republicans holding their hands in the air and repeating after Trump. Weird ass shit. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video. And repeat after me. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.